Hello? Hello? Is this thing on? Is this thing working? Is the mic on? Oh, my God. We're live on the Everyday Saturday podcast. Hey, well, let's get after it. Sam Crowley, no intro today. I want to share why. I got great feedback from a gentleman named Adam, who just started listening to the podcast. Adam, I'm giving you a shout out, man. And you haven't even been listening that long. But he sent me a direct message on Instagram, which I encourage everybody to do. Let me know a little bit about yourself, how you found the show. I always respond. Always, usually with a video, send a personalized video back to you and thanking you for listening to the podcast. And Adam gave great feedback. He said he was driving to from Tulsa to Frisco, Texas, and he found my podcast just out of the blue. Search for motivational Christian speakers. How about that? The show came up, and he said I had him at hello. But he did say I got annoyed with having to listen to the first 39 seconds of every podcast. But you changed my life. Hey, that's great feedback. Thank you, Adam. Great feedback, because you know what he's talking about is that intro. It's more like a minute, actually. I had that professionally done, paid a good chunk of change for it, I'm guessing about 4 years ago. And keep in mind, I've been doing this show for 12 years. And for the past 4 years, I've had that long, long intro. And I'm going to kind of phase that out. So I'm looking for ideas. Hit me up on Twitter. Send me a message on Instagram. What do you want to hear of the intro? I'm thinking maybe a quick boom, 5-10 seconds, and we're right into it. I need a little bit of an intro for people who still listen to the show and kind of from a branding perspective as well. I meant for new listeners to show, figure out real quick, you know, is it a high-energy show and all that good stuff. I can introduce each episode myself. That's not a big deal. So what do you think? Let me know on Twitter, at Sam Crowley, or on Instagram, at Everyday is Saturday. And what kind of intro should we do? Too short, to the point, 5-10 seconds. Do you like the current one that goes on for about a minute? The thing that resonated with me with Adam's message was, man, I can appreciate people who binge this podcast and listen to it over and over on a long ride or at the gym. That, yeah, you got to listen to that. And I never wanted to make the show about me. I mean, but it just seemed like a pretty cool intro to do. I think we're going to change, though. We're going to change. And that's a great segue into today's topic about changing. Change is very difficult for a lot of people. Whether you're in a regular job, a corporate job, blue-collar job, you're in business, changing is difficult because we get into routines and things work and we're comfortable with that. And I can tell you from a workout perspective, I hate changing my workout regimen, but I know I need to do it. I get real comfortable with certain cardio exercises, real comfortable with doing chest and back and shoulders and legs a certain way. But when I change it up, it feels real wonky, especially cardio. Like trying new cardio stuff, it really gets me like, oh man, I get like mentally, this sucks. I don't want to do this like this. I like my old way. But after I do it for what? You know, after we do anything for a few times, it feels a little bit more comfortable. It's the old wearing your watch on the other wrist analogy. You know, you wear it on your left wrist all the time or your right wrist, but then you switch it up and put it on the opposite one. And it feels like somebody just put like a set of handcuffs on you. But then let it go a few days and it starts to feel normal. In a few weeks, you don't even know it's there. You know, wearing your wristwatch on the other wrist or a bracelet on the other wrist. Same thing with change. And a lot of that has to do with pride. At least with me, it did. Because if something had to change and I was in charge of that something and somebody's saying, hey, this needs to change. Well, hey, man, that's a personal attack on me. It was my idea. And now you want to change my idea. That's not cool, man. What did I ever do to you? it's like we're personally invested in these ideas or things that we put together, and that's not the way it is at all, man. You have to do things differently. Like I'm all in now on Instagram. I'm Johnny Instagram now. And I used to be Twitter. I still do Facebook. I'm always inside our private group. So head on over to everydayissaturday.com/FB group, as in Facebook, FB group. And come on in, tell us a little bit about yourself, why you're in the group, what do you want to do, how do you want to change, you know, do you need to be motivated, inspired, do you have a great idea for your business, are you in sales, are you a nurse, are you a landscaper, whatever it is, you know, why'd you plug into the Everyday Saturday community? I love to hear from people. That's what keeps everything going. See, when you stop putting yourself in the middle of the bullseye, things just grow, man. It just grows. Now, I was such an ass earlier in my career that I wanted everything to be about me, especially in a job. But then I got into the thing that was difficult for me when I launched Every Day is Saturday was I still wanted it to be about me. Like, this is my daughter who asked Daddy is tomorrow Saturday, and this is my idea. And I look back, And I'm embarrassed. Of course I'm embarrassed. You know, I never should have done it that way. And I didn't grow that way. I didn't grow. I grew much faster when I made it about you and when I made it about the community. You know what I mean? I hope that makes sense. You know, like when I started making it about you and your dreams and not me and my dreams, that's when it really blossomed and it took off. And it's really going to take off soon. We've got this whole infrastructure being built out. We're going to gradually roll it out starting probably the first week or the second week of May 2018. Okay. And you are going to be mind blown at the amount of content. I mean, I'm going to be great. Content, all based on your feedback. That's why I ask you, what do you want more of? You know, what do you like best about this show? What do you like best about the Facebook community? What do you need more in your life? Because that's what I would have wanted when I was starting out on my dream, whatever that looked like. Even when I was in sales, I wanted more of a certain kind of coaching when it had to do with sales. I didn't know, like, I know, for example, that you got to hear no 25 times in a row before you get a yes, and you got to keep going and overcoming objections and things like that. When I was in sales, I didn't want to hear that. I wanted to hear what it was like to be out on an island, somebody that thought differently, acted differently, didn't want to hang around average thinking individuals. What was it like being that kind of separated from the pack? You know, we want to be part of a tribe. We need to be in community with others. But yet when you want to be great, how do you be in community with others without acting like you're too good for them? Like, that was the type of coaching that I wanted. And so I'm asking you, what do you want more of? And I would love your social media comments on that topic so I can deliver. I know I can deliver for you because you're the one crowdsourcing this whole Every Day is Saturday community. I know that I can deliver if you can just tell me what it is you want more of. And you guys have been amazing with that. So change is inevitable. Misery is optional. You know, change is going to happen no matter what. Change of seasons, change of relationships, change in business. When you're going through change, understand that you're growing through change. If you don't go through change, you will never grow through change. If you push back and push back and push back instead of allowing it to come, and what do we do, man? What do? You harvest the best and you throw away the rest, because with change, there's going to be a lot of stuff that goes wrong and it doesn't look the same and feel the same and taste the same. It's not the same. But understand, it has to happen for things to get better. You know, a restaurant, they don't overhaul. When they change their menu at a restaurant, certain restaurants, like where I'm here in Cincinnati, I think of Jeff Ruby, number one restaurant entrepreneur in the city of Cincinnati. He's got four or five different restaurants, Carlo and Johnny, The Precinct, downtown Cincinnati, Jeff Ruby's. I mean, he's got now branched out into Louisville, Nashville, Columbus. He's huge. And he gives back to the community. If Jeff Ruby were to make a change at his restaurant or the Montgomery Inn Boathouse down on the river, okay, they have staples. The Montgomery Inn Ribs. The Montgomery Inn Ribs are so world famous. Bob Hope, God rest his soul, used to have them airmailed, delivered to his house in California from here in Cincinnati. That's how great. If you're ever in Cincinnati, Ohio, go to Montgomery Inn on the river, here on the Ohio River, and order the ribs, and you can thank me later for that. And if you got a couple extra bucks in your pocket, pick out one of Jeff Ruby's restaurants, whether it's The Precinct, Carlo and Johnny, Jeff Ruby's, downtown Cincinnati. Find one like that. But if Jeff or Montgomery Inn Boathouse or any, think of a great restaurant, they don't overhaul their menu. They gradually work in a new meal, like one or two, just to see how to sample it, see how it works. If it doesn't work, then great. If it doesn't sell, if people get bad, this is terrible, great. You still got your whole entire foundation of the menu. And that's what you need to do as a business owner. When you don't do overhauling change. That is really, you could upset the apple cart. I remember a couple of brainiacs we had in sales management back in the day in the 90s that would come in and like, we're going to overhaul the sales process and we're going to do this. I'm like, oh, man, I appreciate change. Look, if anybody gets it, I do. But not the whole kit and caboodle in one fell swoop. That doesn't work. It doesn't work in your diet. I'm eating clean starting tomorrow. I'm fasting and it's water only and ketosis and it's intermittent fasting and it's only water. Come on, man. You know as well as I know that stuff ain't gonna fly. Okay? You subtly work in a green smoothie every other day and then every day. And you keep your regular diet the way it is, okay? Or maybe you go clean for 5 days and then have an amazing cheat day on the sixth day. You know, but you don't. People who do that, me, I'm talking to myself. I've done everything like that, especially in the weight loss and fitness, man. I have tried everything. You know what's worked best for me in business, relationships, diet, exercise? The slow, gradual change. Because if you do that over the course of 90 days, then there's this huge, you're like, damn, I don't even recognize. Look at this body, man. The abs are popped out. I've dropped 20 pounds. My face doesn't look like it blew up from a bee sting. You know, this is the way I used to look. I would compare photos, say, I don't even know how this happened in 90 days. It seems so fast, but it was such a slow process. In business, implementing different pieces of software, I've seen it happen. Relationships, bringing one person into my group that was a little bit different, thought a little differently, and then I brought a few more in like that. Before you know it, now I've got a very diverse group thinking of people around me, which is really awesome to have, but I didn't do it all in one day, and neither should you. And this whole thing about recording a podcast without the intro feels good today, doesn't it? I don't know if we're going to have an intro back on the show. Not sure when. Sooner than later. I'm going to work in the old intro every now and again, but I want to thank Adam. How about that? Adam probably had no idea. He's probably listening to the show right now thinking, this guy's out of his mind. I sent him one DM on Instagram. I didn't even listen to it prior to yesterday, and now he's changing his whole business because of me. Hey, I'm changing because of the community. I want to change. I look forward to change. I look forward to diverse opinions. I want people to disagree with me. Not that that intro is anything to do with disagreeing, but I mean in general, I want diverse opinions, man. If it was just you and your opinion, how lonely of a world would that be? You don't get to the top of anything, so the end game is not because you can look down and say, look what I did. You get to the top so you can be happy with all the other people that you brought along with you, and you thank them for bringing them. For coming along with you. You know what I mean? I hope that all makes sense. Talking about change and community and building it. Do the same in your life, man. It feels so much better when you do it with other people. You know, it never feels good having success by yourself. Never, ever feels good. That's why I never really resonated with the corporate thing, because I figured out that if I was going to be a CEO, it's a pretty damn lonely life up there. You're making decisions by yourself. Everybody looks at you. You're a leader. You got to eat by yourself. You're not allowed to dine with the little minions in there. You know, it never felt right to me. This here, what this is going on here, this feels right to me. So I encourage you again, come on into our Facebook group. It's free. There's no charge. Go to everydaysaturday.com/FB group. Come on in. We'd love to have you. Hit me up on Instagram. Make sure you follow me every day, putting new content out there at everydayisSaturday. And I think we're going to do another podcast after this one just because it's different. It's changed, but we're still going to have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.